Hey, what's up?
Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Big Boy going live on the radio station. We have a very touchy subject today. It's more about humanity and how we treat each other, how we always divided as races, how each race has their own culture when we all should be one culture because we're all human. I believe JFK said it the best when he said that we're the human race and that's the way we should act. There's a lot of dividing going on in the world that we're programmed to hate each other as races. We're programmed to divide. Just look at our neighborhoods. We're all divided. You got your Mexicans on one side. You got your blacks on the other side. And usually the white folks are on top of us. But really, it should be the other way around. Anyways, I have a little clip to play a little bit later on. A little something I found in, as I was going through YouTube. It's a little clip that I found. Anyways, if anybody has any comments or anything throughout my speech, y'all can call in at
6-5-7-3-8-0-7-12.
So that's 6-5-7-3-8-3-0-7-12. If anybody has any comments on what they think, I see that they're there. You know, one thing I wanted to talk about was this wall that they're building, you know, along the Mexican border. President Donald Trump promised since he got in office that he would get it built. Now he wants them to pay for it, which I think you should pay half. It's your fucking idea. That's what my boy Slim tell me. He should pay half. We got in a big discussion about this one morning as we were waking up. You know, I kind of disagree with it. You know, I feel like every human should have an opportunity to make it, you know, no matter what. And if our world wasn't so divided, we wouldn't be going through this shit. You know, we wouldn't have to have immigrants and illegal aliens, you know. We'd all be working together, you know, as one world. I believe in the New World Order as far as one world, but I don't mean like trying to take over the world or anything like that. I mean just like one government, one race, you know, and that is the human race. Just everybody working together. There's enough for all of us to get on this earth. They don't need to be greedy. With too much greediness going on, people fighting for land that, you know, we should be sharing instead of trying to take over. But it's been going on since the cowboy days where they try to take over land. They had war. Because war is very profitable, for one. Somebody has to fit the bill and somebody has to pay back. So war is very profitable. As we see, is if you do your research on history, you'll see that World War I and World War II were all caused off of false accusations, false things that didn't really happen, a bunch of lies, because war is very profitable. As far as the way we treat each other as humans, it's like Tupac said, we need to stop and change the way we live, change the way we eat, and change the way we treat each other, you know, because we will never, we'll always be too much anger and too much negativity if we don't come together. And as I mean come together, it has to start in the community, all the leaders of the community, and each community, you know, should be the one to step up and guide the youngsters the right way, because, you know, obviously we've fallen on our jobs because the youngsters, and they get killed every day, they get locked up every day, so we've fallen off short somewhere in the community, you know. I have big dreams of helping out the community. I'm working with my homeboy, shout out Tay. You know what I'm saying? Working with him. And we plan on having big things happen in the future for the city of Houston, you know. But that's another story. We're going to focus on the subject at hand. You know, the way we treat each other. Yeah, the way we treat each other. Just basically like, man, if we all came together, there's too much dividing going on. If we all came together, there would be more of us than them. And when I say them, I don't mean white people. I mean the government, the system, the banks, the people that keep us humans in slavery to their dollar bills, the debt. They take over our land because we can't pay taxes. Why do we have to pay property tax on the land that we own? That makes no sense to me, you know? It's like I can buy a house on a piece of land, but I have to pay taxes the rest of my life. It's just mine. I shouldn't have to pay no more tax. Just like when you buy a car. When you buy a car, it's yours. You don't have to pay a car tax the rest of your life. So why should we have to pay property tax? That's something else, man. Don't let me get too... This song that's playing in the background is one that I wrote, me and my homeboy Gio, called Find a Way Out. It's just instrumental, but yeah. I'm going to take a break right now. I got two more of my songs coming up. I hope y'all enjoy them. First one, Stage Money, and then Find a Way Out. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. We had to cut it short. We're going to go on to this next clip that I was talking about earlier. That was my songs, Why and Stage Money, coming soon, GEO Entertainment. But for right now, we're going to go ahead and roll the clip.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. For those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed. The bitterness of men fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate. Only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery. Fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke, it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
Yes, that was a little clip that I came across of on YouTube. Well, like I said, if y'all want to call me with a comment, y'all can call in. Y'all can call in with a comment. Yeah, that video I came across on YouTube, and it just kind of touched my heart, you know, and I thought I would share that with y'all. Basically, that's the message today is we need to treat each other better and just do what we got to do to keep moving on and evolving before we far short. That's about all I got for y'all tonight. I'm going to go ahead and cut this one short. We still running a test run. We will have I will have better subjects coming soon. I'm just getting started, so we're going to have more music. I'm going to have more music from all the youngsters, the H-Town rappers, so we can all support each other. I'm in the process of writing new songs, so we're going to do this all together, man, and take over Houston. All right, man. Y'all have a good night. Peace.